Brad and I stand before you all this morning as representatives of the Board of Elders, because we couldn't have all of them up here at once, to share something with you that we are really, really excited about. We believe very strongly that the primary means by which the kingdom of God is expanded in the earth is through church planting. When you read the book of Acts, the rest of the New Testament, the way the gospel goes forth is through the planting of new churches. And so for the last year or so, we as elders have been praying and talking and exploring and reading and figuring out what is the best way forward for Bridgeway as a church to help us be more effective in our outward missional focus. And in doing that, we have come to a very joyful unanimity in the Board of Elders about what we believe God has for Bridgeway. But we want you, as the people of Bridgeway, to be a part of this process. This isn't something that we just wanted to announce to you. We want to give you all the information that we have. We want you to feel free to ask us any question that you may have. In fact, we're going to have stretched this out a little bit over the next couple of weeks, making this formal presentation to you this morning. We have a booklet at the Connect counter. It looks like this. And I think we have about 200 of them. Take one per family, or if you're single, you take one. We'll restock it, replenish it for the next couple of weeks. For those who aren't here today, we're recording this right now. We will have the CD available as well as these booklets. And then mark it on your calendar on Sunday, August 8th, which is, what, 3 weeks from today? We're going to meet in the back room. And you are welcome to come. We're going to have refreshments, and we're going to have a Q&A session on what we're presenting to you today. So if you have any questions, any concerns, you can ask us, and all the elders will be there and the staff as well, because we want to be completely open about this. And like I said, everything that we know, you can know. So in the process of trying to determine what would be the most effective way to proceed forward in terms of our missional focus, I have been brought into relationship with people in what is called the Acts 29 Network. And in fact, they were very gracious to have invited me and Ann to attend their annual summer retreat, which is typically only for the lead pastors in the network. And they wanted us to come anyway, and we had an incredible time in Colorado for 3 days. So profoundly impressed by the maturity and the commitment and the integrity of the people who give leadership to it and also those who participate in it. So what we want to do this morning, we want to take about the next 15 minutes, so just bear with us and then we'll stand up and stretch, and just introduce you to this, because I know that probably most of you have never heard of the Acts 29 Network. So we're going to introduce you to it. Don't need to take notes, because everything that's going to be on the screen and more is in this little booklet that we've made available for you. Now, here's the real scary part. I know you find this hard to believe. I have never in my life used PowerPoint. So duck. I had to go through a course this morning on what this little thing does. You know, this thing has a laser beam on it, so if you fall asleep, I can zap you. I won't. I hope I don't touch the laser beam. Now, what is Acts 29? Acts 29 is a trans-denominational peer-to-peer network of missional church planting churches. I'm going to probably have to say this like 50 times, and the other elders will over the next couple of months. Acts 29 is not, I repeat, not a denomination. So if you just, you know, kind of froze in your seat and you thought, is Bridgeway going to become a denominational church? No. All right. So don't ask me, is this a denomination? You know better. It was launched in 2000 under the leadership and vision of Mark Driscoll, who pastors Mars Hill Church in Seattle. It's a church of about 10 or 11,000 people in Seattle, and they have also multiple sites around the nation as well. There are currently, and I say currently, this was as of June 1st, 321 churches in the network in the U.S. and Canada. There are also churches in 13 foreign countries and networks, places like Thailand, Nepal, Pakistan, Ecuador, Australia, South Africa, Congo, Zambia, Brazil, and in the U.K. There are, at present, about 500 churches, church plants, and young pastors who are in the process of application. They are getting from 1 to 3 applications to join and affiliate with this network every single day. So this is a very busy and fast-growing network of church planting churches. What is the vision of Acts 29? The vision of Acts 29 is to build a unifying and uncommon movement of God made up of passionate pastors, centered on the gospel and advancing the mission of Jesus through reproducing church planting churches, leading to disciples comprised of all nations to the glory of God. Acts 29 is all about church planting. As you'll see, it's not a centralized office at all. It is about enabling, supporting, and resourcing church plants all around the world. What does Acts 29 do? Acts 29 churches assist called and qualified pastors as they pursue their church planting dreams. They do it through assessing them to make sure they're really called and equipped, by coaching them, training them, by providing funding for them, and also by creating a network of friendship. There's a remarkable diversity in Acts 29. One of the things that has impressed me most is how many churches from a wide variety, some denominational, most of which are non-denominational and independent, but there are just an incredible diversity that reflects the diversity in the body of Christ. Now, where does the... I almost skipped one. What does Acts 29 do? It is not a model or style. They say, this is again directly from their literature, "We seek to be a movement of church planting networks." So when you look at Acts 29, you may find churches that are kind of classical and traditional with a preacher and a congregation. You may find some that have video-delivered sermons. Some have missional community models. Some churches are replants. And then there are existing churches that want to plant churches. That, of course, would be what Bridgeway is. They call them strategic partners. We're not a church plant. We would, if we choose to affiliate, be a strategic partner with Acts 29. Where does the name come from? Well, as you know, there are 28 chapters in the book of Acts. But we believe, obviously, I know all of us at Bridgeway do, that the book of Acts didn't stop when the last chapter was written. So Acts 29 is an attempt to express the determination to continue the expansion of the kingdom of God through the power of the Holy Spirit that we see in the book of Acts. What philosophy of ministry does Acts 29 embrace? And the answer is none. There is no mandated philosophy of ministry. Acts 29 churches and pastors are committed to a very high view of Scripture, but also to being culturally relevant. So you will find most of the pastors being very, very strong in their expositional preaching, but they are very free and open and engaged with the culture in an attempt to bring the gospel to bear in all arenas of life. Who leads Acts 29? The national board, as it is currently comprised, consists of Mark Driscoll. Scott Thomas is really the man who gives most direction. He's the president and director, kind of involved in the hands-on leadership. Darren Patrick, who's the senior pastor of Journey Church in St. Louis, many of you may know of Darren, is also on the board. Chan Kilgore, Jeff Vanderstelt, my dear friend Matt Chandler, who's the pastor of Village Church in Dallas. You may recall requesting prayer for Matt because he has been diagnosed with brain cancer. He had brain surgery. He's doing really, really well. But Matt has been involved with Acts 29 from its founding, and then Tyler Powell as well. So these are the initial bits of information that we wanted to give you. As I said, there's more information in the booklet. There's also the website address of Acts 29 that you can go to and read anything that you want about the network. Brad, talk to us a little bit about why the elders want to proceed with this.
Oh, sorry. Just thought, you know, make sure you're awake and stuff. I don't need that. Yeah, I guess before I go through some of this, you know, this is going to, I think even in the condensed version that we're giving you right now, it's going to feel a little bit like a fire hose of information. How could you possibly kind of digest all this information right now. That's totally okay. And like, I'll constantly encourage you, just like Sam just did, take time after this to research it on your own. Really, the process that the elders have been in and with this, we've been talking about it for a long time. We've been researching and praying and thinking about it for a long time. So we've had a lot of time to look through it and pray and kind of get a sense from the Lord. Would you have us go in this direction? Our question is always, where would you lead us? And we try to be, humble and hard and listening. And that's the process that we're in as we, think through these things. So it's even, I'll get tired of listening to my own self talk just through these slides. So I know you will. Again, as you've had enough, just pause your mind and go look at it again. But there are some things that the elders believe will be really positive as we move forward. What would this entail for Bridgeway? Acts 29 exists to make disciples by planting churches. You can see there it's in line with our values. We really believe that it is. We haven't done much in this regard, and we have sent people out, and we've always been a church that values sending people out. Everyone plays at Bridgeway. It's really important that we take our best and that we send, and that's still true. That's always true. And one of the things we believe about becoming part of Acts 29 is it's just going to help us do that in a better way, be better at that. It's incentive and encouragement to be more deliberate and focused in church planning. Bridgeway can partner more effectively with other churches that share our spiritual values and theological convictions. Yes, I can say the word theological. Well, it's just a good word. Cooperating with others who have a proven track record in church planning rather than being together isolated. That's another thing that you're going to see pop up in this little deal that I'm going to talk about a few times, is this whole idea of togetherness with others, not isolated and alone. It's going to come up again, so I'll just keep saying that same thing. It's really important. Also knowing that our money is being used for kingdom purposes by people of integrity and maturity. And that's an important thing, is that there's also this idea of accountability being a part of this network. We'll be kind of more accountable. How do we spend our money at Bridgeway? Are we investing in church plants that we believe in? Are we devoting, a good part of our income, or what part of our income are we devoting to missional church planning? It's important. The knowledge that we're part of something bigger than ourselves, joined with thousands of others in the spread of the gospel, the planting of gospel-centered churches, and the pursuit of God's glory. Again, togetherness with others. Being exposed regularly to the insights and constructive counsel of others in the body. Others. We're inviting others to, counsel us, to glean from them. They may have knowledge and experience in areas where we're deficient. What can we learn from them who are doing this? We would glean from the best in the evangelical world without any governmental or authoritative involvement. I think Sam's going to talk a little bit more about that in a little while. One of the other things we really like is that it's the opportunity for our pastoral staff to be encouraged, edified, and challenged. So there will be all of these resources available to them to consistently be poured into. There's also this idea that when we are ready to send people out, or when there are people in our congregation who want to go plant churches, there is a great place for them to actually be qualified, to test, to see, are they really ready? Is it something that's really in their heart and that God's really preparing them to do? And then also places for them to get trained. So they're assessed on the basis of their qualification as elders, according to Scripture, and their character as examined in an extensive review of their life and doctrine.
I'm going to interrupt Brad at this point because I want to say something about this assessment. This is perhaps one of the most impressive things about Acts 29. Scott Thomas, as I said, who is the director and the president of Acts 29, wrote this, and I want you to listen carefully to what he says. He says, "Our church planters are assessed on the basis of their qualification as elders, according to Scripture, and their character as examined in an extensive review of their life and doctrine. This includes a thorough examination of a man's leadership in his home. A man's family is his first congregation, and his wife and children are his first disciples." I like that. "We are looking for men who have been transformed by the gospel and are captured by the grace of Jesus and are following his mission to make disciples." One of the things that impressed Ann and me so much when we were with them is just how family-oriented they are. I can't begin to tell you, I have already gone through the application process, and it's like joining the CIA. I mean, the questions that are asked about your personal life and your relationship with your spouse, it's trust me, you don't want to have to answer those questions. It's rigorous, because if they believe that there is any deficiency, if there's any problem in terms of a man's family life, they will not approve them through the assessment process. Let me just give you some statistics. As I said, there are approximately 500 who are in the application process right now. As past history has demonstrated, 250 of those, about half, will be weeded out just through going through the online application process. They will just say, you're just nowhere near ready. Go back, pray, study, spend time with your family and your church. Of the 250 who survive that process, about 125 of those will be weeded out or eliminated through the personal assessment interview when those questions are done face-to-face. The bottom line is about 1 in 4 who make application to Acts 29 are actually approved and listed as an Acts 29 church that they believe are worthy of the financial support and the prayer support of others. So this is something that they take very seriously. The reason why most church plants fail, and I don't know if you know this, but most do, is simply the lack of maturity, the lack of integrity, the lack of preparation on the part of those who are giving leadership. And Acts 29 is doing the best job I have seen of any network around in this assessment process. Brad.
Another thing that it gives us access to, or the opportunity to do, is to host events, conferences, training sessions for pastors and potential church planners. So again, it's getting to share our family life with others, you know, in the unique way that we have. We'll get to become a part of that community and potentially do some of these things. That's a good thing. Again, you see another slide, connection with the broader body of Christ. As an independent, non-denominational church, we're always in jeopardy of becoming isolated. Yes, we are independent. We still will be. We still will be non-denominational. That has strengths and weaknesses. I've always felt like that's true. As part of my Bridgeway experience, there are times when I felt like I wish I could almost call upon a greater tradition or something that would inform us and unify us. So we do have weaknesses in that, and this is something that will help that, I think. So excited about that. Is that it?
I think that's all of yours, yeah. Let me go through real quickly, and then we're going to stop. We've just got about 3 or 4 minutes left. I want to be very clear about what this would not entail for Bridgeway. Bridgeway is not required to send our church planters to Retrain. Now, Retrain is the ministry training school that Acts 29 has established. I've already taught in this. I taught in it for several days in March. I'm scheduled to teach again next spring in Seattle. But if we send forth somebody out of Bridgeway to plant a church, they don't have to go to this ministry training school. They don't even have to plant with an Acts 29 church. We may have somebody, maybe you feel God is calling you into church planting. You come to us, you say, I really feel God is equipping me to do this, and we believe that He is. But then you say, I just don't think I want to do it with Acts 29. We say, that's fine. You don't have to. You are free to do and follow the leading of the Lord however you see fit. We are not bound or tied in to sending all of our church planters through Acts 29 at all. So as I say here, men may well choose to plant independently or to affiliate with another body of believers. This would not mean that we can't devote funding to churches or ministries other than those involved with Acts 29. In fact, you know, we support numerous missionaries, church planters, ministries here in Oklahoma City of a variety of sorts. We will continue doing that. So there's no reason why we cannot continue to do exactly what we feel like the Lord has led us to do in the past. We are free to direct all our giving to any individual, any ministry, or any church that we feel the Lord is asking us to do. Another thing it would not entail, very important, there is no governmental oversight or spiritual authority of the body other than the Board of Elders of Bridgeway. Acts 29 does not come in and tell us to do anything. They have no authority to do that. That is not why they exist. They will never involve themselves in our affairs or decision-making process. We remain entirely autonomous when it comes to the government and direction of our body. Very important one. Affiliation with Acts 29 does not require that Bridgeway send any money to a central office or to an individual. Acts 29 does not have a central office. You know, that's very important for people to realize because they think immediately, all right, now we're sending our money to Acts 29. No, we never send our money to Acts 29. We send our money to individual church planters and ministries that we have confidence in and the integrity of their lives and of their theological commitment to Scripture. The foundation fund for Acts 29 is supported on an entirely voluntary basis. What the foundation fund is this. It's designed to accomplish about three or four different things. Money out of the foundation fund, this is the Acts 29 foundation fund, goes to overseas church plants. So if money is sent to that, that's where it goes. It goes to provide for that 1 3-day retreat a year for the lead pastors. And another example, it goes to help church pastor planters who are facing immediate crises in their life. For example, just this last year, and I could give you a whole list of examples of this. One church planter, they lost their infant child to sudden infant death syndrome. They didn't have any money for the funeral or the burial. Acts 29 out of the foundation fund sent money to cover that. Another example, you remember when the floods hit Nashville, one of the Acts 29 church planters there lost his home and his car. Acts 29 stepped in out of the foundation fund and provided a car, enabled him to actually purchase another home. This is entirely voluntary. We don't have to give anything. They ask you to consider giving 1% of your general income to that, but they say anything that you feel is the Lord would lead you. So again, the one way in which our money would go to Acts 29 is itself voluntary and is not required for being affiliated with the network. Also, we will not be expected to conform to a particular philosophy of ministry or style of worship or to look like other Acts 29 churches. There is no mandate. There's such diversity. There, as I said, the vast majority of churches in Acts 29 are non-denominational. I would say probably 80% are non-denominational. There are a number of Southern Baptist churches that are actually affiliating with Acts 29 because they see it as a more effective way to support the work of the kingdom. There are Presbyterian churches. There are Lutheran churches. Again, the denominational ones and the mainline denominations are very few, but there are some. Most are non-denominational. All right, how would Bridgeway change? And the answer is, it wouldn't. Affiliating with Acts 29 would not change our identity, our vision, our values, our commitment to the house churches, our style of worship. It would not change our statement of faith, what we believe, how we are governed, our commitment to Word and Spirit. It would have no effect upon any of the things that make Bridgeway what it is. If there is one way in which it would change, I think it is certainly one for the better. I think it would help us, and this is why we are for it. It would help us expand our missional focus and our outreach. It would help us broaden and intensify our commitment to what God is doing, not only in the U.S., but around the earth. That, is, I think, is the one area of change, and I think that obviously would be a tremendously beneficial one. And lastly, what distinguishes Acts 29 from other similar groups? They say, we are not a denomination, but do work with like-minded people from various denominations. We do not require dues to receive or retain membership in our network. We are not solely a regional network and assist church planters across the U.S. We are not solely a national movement and do partner with national movement leaders outside of the U.S. to assist their church planters. We're not bound by a common church style and believe that each local church should have a style best suited for them to be simultaneously faithful to both the content of Scripture and context of their ministry. We do not license or ordain pastors or planters, but leave that to their sponsoring church or denomination. We do not send planters out to locations of our choosing to fulfill our ideas or agenda. Rather, we seek to serve planters as they obey what God has uniquely called them to do. Now, like Brad said, that's just drinking from a fire hose. I know this just overload, but I don't know how else to do it. That's why we encourage you to pick up the booklet, take some time to read through it, go to the website, ponder about it, pray over it. If you have any questions in the coming weeks, come to any of the elders or the staff. We would be happy to answer any questions you might have. Mark August 8th on your calendar. Come to the Q&A after the service, and we'll just try to address any issues that you might have. We're excited about this. I'm excited about it. I think that this is going to enable us to turn outward in a way that is going to be very effective for the kingdom of God. By the way, in case you didn't know this, we are already supporting three Acts 29 church plants currently. And they're all three of them are less than 100 people. They're struggling, but they're solid with leadership, commitment to the gospel. And we want to be able to do this in a far more expansive way.